There's nothing a little music can't help. Rockin', rockin' and rollin'. Down to the beach I'm strolling, but the seagulls poke at my head. Not fun, I said, seagulls, stop it now.
Always low.
How many rings in the tool, actually?
One.
One at a time. So it's a really small tool.
And it's you need 8 shots to get a set. Because, like, there's four
how
white...
Much, how many
four
times black, a shot?
2.5 minutes.
Why is it so long?
Because it's fucking this thick around of rubber. You know
is
what I'm
it
talking
solid?
About? Or, like, is when it comes out, it is. That's why it takes so long.
Oh,
is because
my
the
God.
Plastic
make
has
money.
To cure. Like, you gotta think, it's molten plastic shooting into a tool... And then it cures, and if it is like a really thick rubber part, that cure time is pretty fucking long. Because if you just open it up after 20 seconds, it'll be...
And then they bring it on Dragon's Den, and they're like, do you have orders or purchases on paper?
No, I just thought of it. I did it.
You're
I
an idiot. You're
thought,
a fucking
I
idiot.
I thought you'd sell it for me.
And for that reason, I'm out.
Yeah. Fuck.
Fucking moron.
That's why Dragon's Den is better than Shark Tank. Because Shark Tank is like... The worst show ever.
When they on Shark Tank, when they like want to embarrass somebody, do they like roast the fucking inventor?
No, not the same way at all.
No, I'm saying in a bad way.
Try to.
Like sometimes in Dragon's Den, they say like your business model is horrible.
Yeah, they don't.
And like it's like more serious than like you need to go back to school, brother. You know, like I don't know what Shark Tank's like.
That's exactly what it is. I feel like they're all trying to be Kevin O'Leary. Fuck, on that show. They're always all mad who's going to say the first asshole thing.
I hate it.
It's a bad show. It sucks. It's free on Crackle. I ain't watching it.
It's the same show and it's a bad show.
Which one?
Shark Tank's
bad.
Yeah.
What's DJ think?
What? I'm thinking he's making rings, dude.
What about
it takes 20 minutes to make 8 rings.
Yeah.
He can make 3 sets an hour. And you guys probably charge him like 100 bucks an hour. Plus material and shit.
I think, no, he's cut a deal. He's cut a deal somehow because we don't keep anyone else's fucking tools.
Still, are these things he's selling, like...
You know what? He
probably... sell for $300 each? You'd have to make a fucking profit.
He probably... Well, I mean, it's a whole big fucking... You know guys who play, like, horseshoes?
Mm-hmm.
It would be, like, someone who's into a game like that that would buy these rings.
They must be super high quality.
They are. They're fucking huge. They're, like... They're fucking this big. Like, a steering wheel of solid rubber. Just... Boom! They hit the ground.
They're like tournament grade.
I can get a set. They're just around the shop.
We're going home.
Yeah,
I want to play this game.
It's fun.
Sounds like fucking Tron, man. Sounds like we're gonna play Tron
discs.
Yeah, it's horseshoes. That's the idea. Throw it onto a spike.
Yeah,
that's it. It's fun.
It's just crazy.
We make fucking. We have a hockey stick mold too, like mini sticks.
Oh yeah,
we run it pretty often.
You make mini strings?
Yeah. I don't know why I've never been like, hey, let's play mini sticks, but I didn't have a kid at the time, so I made
Me and my cousin used to play mini sticks. Like,
all the time. My knees would be fucking bruised the time.
Well, yeah. I also went camping, dude.
What?
We did it in, like on a campground. Like, we would hang up
you played
like
mini sticks
a line.
Outside?
Yeah, it was awesome. Because you're, like, running around, like, yeah! Like, we were like, old, maybe, like...
You're playing, like,
12 and
14?
No, maybe a little younger. Maybe, like, 11 and 13. And we're just like, probably younger than that even.
Probably. Like
9 and 11.
Sure.
Thanks for just 5 and 7.
Yeah, we went camping with my aunt. Because, yeah, whatever. So, yeah, we would just run and like you're, what sport is that?
Polo.
Polo.
Polo, yeah.
That's what I said. It's like polo minus horses.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's that sticks.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun. So, yeah, you can make some mini sticks.
Yeah, next time I do, I'll make a bunch. I can make pink ones, blue, black. I think that's it.
I'll take a black one.
Do you have? Is it like do you color the plastic?
Yeah, it's like a natural white. And then you add colorant pellets that are like
really.
That's all it is. Yeah, and like there's a ratio. So like 25 pounds, like 1 cup, and then you mix it.
Holy shit!
Stick it in. Boom. perfect pink.
Somehow I knew that's we'd awesome. End up talking about your work tonight. I knew it. When, after you gave me the tour, I was like, he's going to talk
about it. Dude, that was a very unimpressive tour. Nothing was going on.
No, it was good. I was able to ask like realistic business questions about the operation. Like, oh, okay, I get it. So you guys own the presses. And you contract.
I'm so happy molds. That you actually understand what I do instead of just.
It was a katsis. It's no, a glorified katsis. But that business end of it, and like where you're at, and where you want to be with it, and stuff like that. You understand, like getting contracts with people to like use a mold for a limited time, and how valuable that is, how much that might cost for man hours.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. So good for you.
Yeah.
But when you showed me the first thing, and the press like closed. And I was like, oh, it's Katissin. I'm going to tell the guys later, Katist. And I was like, it's going to be funny. But it's not funny.
It's funny.
You're an asshole.
No, I thoroughly enjoyed the tour. I promise you. My dad used to bring me on those tours.
Hey, I'm a dad now.
You know what?
I can't wait to show my kid.
You know what? He did it recently. I got a call from my... And this is the shit I'm talking about. You think it's like, oh, I got to look forward to when he's two and when he fucking starts talking. Look forward to when he is the guy you call because your car fucking broke down. He's like, hey, you want to come pick me up at work? I need your help.
Yeah.
And then you go there and he gives... And my dad gave me a tour of his old job last year. And it was amazing. He's like, wow. Showed me the fucking heaters they use to put in the little seats. He was he was quality assurance at like a fucking... Oh, he's one of you guys now too. He works at Windsor Mold.
Your dad works at Windsor
Mold? Yeah, he's quality assurance fucking manager.
Where?
Windsor Mold. What are the branches called?
Emmerich Plastics.
Yeah, boom.
Okay. Really?
He works at Emmerich.
Yeah, he works at Emmerich.
In the plant.
Quality assurance.
How do you get like, that job?
I know
he's good obviously. And qualified. He's been doing it his whole life.
What did he do before?
Quality assurance. He's been doing it forever. Like, forever. For huge companies. PricewaterhouseCoopers.
I didn't know
he was part of that government project fucking...
I was just like, man, sounds cool.
Yeah. Stanley Cooper, Drake, or Price?
Yeah, he was at Stanley Cooper.
See, that sounds impressive. I don't know what it is.
Well, he was good. He was good at his job, and now he's on the team.
Well, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, Emmerich, eh? Roland Emmerich. Who's that?
Roland Emmerich? He's a director.
Yeah.
He directed Independence Day, I think.
Where the hell?
2012.
Did I put my water?
Oh, he's one of those?
It's over here.
Did you do San Andreas?
You took it?
No, he didn't do San Andreas.
No, I don't know.
The guy who did San Andreas is like the new Roland Emmerich.
Why didn't he do that? Why'd you take my water from me?
It was lucky, I guess.
Because it was on the other table. I switched tables.
I see.
All right, we got a lot of games to talk about today.
Yeah. Well, let's go start it.
We've been recording?
Yeah.
I thought we were just talking.
No, that was the cool part.
What's the difference?
Yeah, that's the difference.
There is a difference. Don't act like there isn't.
No, it doesn't have to be.
This is the difference, Chet. Really?
Oh. When is it?
Thursday?
Oh.
It's this week.
That was bullshit.
Yeah,
Come on,
Thursday.
Why do I suck?
Kyle's dad.
I'm an old fucking shit.
You're going
man.
To Kyle's dad's house? Is Kyle going to Kyle's dad's house?
Kyle's dad's going to Kyle's dad's house, and so is Kyle.
I suspect Kyle's dad will be at his house, yeah.
Kyle's dad's going to his house?
Yeah.
That's not what I said.
No, it's not.
It doesn't have to be.
Kyle's right. dad's going to Kyle's dad's house, and so is his dad.
Yeah.
The clarification was funnier than it originally. I almost spit water all over all of you.
And directly into the microphone, imagine the audio of that.
the
sound
it.
Of a microphone dying.
That's good.
Drowning. Yeah. Damn, just spits water all over.
Whoa.
What the hell was it?
Train. You did it at the same time, actually.
Yeah. You might not have heard it because you were doing sound.
That's perfect.
Do you want to jump, like, games? Chad, what do you want to talk about tonight? Now I know you got something.
Yeah, you came out pretty excited.
I've been wanting to ask you that all day.
Yeah, you're like, we got games to talk about. Normally, we
don't. No, I was just like, I don't have anything planned. I'm just going to ask Chad. We never ask Chad.
Oh, shit.
Chad, tell me about it.
I don't know. A lot of stuff has happened. I don't really know what's going on with the whole Microsoft PC thing. What that is really? They're trying to phase out Xbox, or
is that a real thing? I just thought it was like
one I know. Of those, well,
I'd love to know a little more about
posts.
It.
Like
the memes are
Quantum Break coming out for PC, and I'm pretty sure Gears of War is coming out for PC.
That's true. Oh no!
So like instead of being a console exclusive, they're actually going to PC. It's like Windows 10, so you have to have Windows 10.
Right. They're Windows 10. They're trying to make it feel like it's like an Xbox.
Do they think that they're? Do they honestly think? That they're going to get console gamers to switch to PC gamers. Every casual gamer's gone.
Well, what's his head
gone
today? Said like the Xbox isn't going anywhere. Like, we're still going to have it.
Yeah,
but they're just trying to make it so it's like you can have either. I think.
So they're like,
your controller works perfectly with the system. You can stream. You know what I mean? They're gonna. It's gonna feel the same. You're gonna
look, combine it.
You're gonna have Xbox interface.
You're buying what?
On top of your PC.
Buy it if it's just some fucking
PC.
No, dude. You know what you're buying?
It's gonna be an Xbox machine.
Have you seen this VR VR stuff?
No, I haven't been looking into anything. I'm like, games.
Okay, Oculus is $900.
I saw that. Six, and I'm just
no
like,
Oculus is six. Yeah, a Vive.
Vive comes with those two.
What is Vive?
Did you see that fucking thing? That's the
it's so crazy.
Yeah, Steam.
You need to dedicate like a room bigger than any of us own. Maybe your bowling alley on the side.
Remember,
there
like,
could be your Vive room.
Yeah, you remember Gamer,
you mean, like
the movie Gamer? He's like, I'm going into my room, and he like just stands in the middle. Fucking,
that's what you need.
Yeah, like 10 by 10, like fucking square.
So
room.
It's for rich.
You stand up and walk market. Around in this thing.
This is a Steam thing.
Yeah,
it's HTC, right?
It's the HTC Vive, but it works. It's with Steam. Like, it's
how integral is Valve into this project? Because
very.
If then it's not happening.
It's out.
You know,
no, it's not.
Steam VR, right?
He does not believe it. No, it's not.
As that
fucking
it's
Valve.
Not
no,
out.
It's not.
What
is it out?
No,
no. You can pre-order it now.
It's never coming out, but it's like front page.
It's coming soon.
It's out.
What was their box? The Steam box.
Machine.
Steam machine is out. Yeah, that
is
that what that stupid
is it really?
Controller is?
Yeah.
I saw it at EB. It's the fucking worst thing.
Did you hold it?
No, it's in a bag thing.
It is a laughing stock.
It's like,
yeah, it doesn't work.
It's not a necessity, right? You can use Xbox with Steam machine.
Done. I would never
the
touch
Xbox
that
One controller.
It's just an alternate controller for like maybe certain games or some shit.
What is it? No, it's shit. It sucks. It doesn't exist.
I don't think Steam machine.
It's
sort of
like a Wiimote. Like a Wii,
yeah.
It's an alternate way to play.
Wiimotes are fucking 10 years old,
yeah, right? But a Wiimote is not what an Xbox controller is. The same way a keyboard is not an Xbox controller or a mouse. It's just another type
of.
Yeah,
the Wiimote was a joke, and so is the Steam.
No, there are
controller.
Great games. Wii Bowling is perfect with the thing. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's just when you make a game, it's made for a specific controller, either a standard controller, a Wiimote, a keyboard, or now maybe. Steam machine.
Are you buying this thing? Are you buying?
No.
Alright. Well, what are we talking about?
The Vive or the controller?
I'm just saying, it's like a whole other beast.
I'd like to try
the
controller with like StarCraft. Because I hear that, like the touchpads, whatever, just kind of scrolling in, zooming in and out, and like highlighting and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what it's for.
Right. First person shooters?
Yeah.
Can't be done. Right?
Sorry, I got so serious about that. This fucking thing. I'm so upset with. Like, I just want... I really like what Sony's doing. Like, they're just... Solid. Super solid. Always good games. Always super awesome exclusives. Always free.
Like what?
Controllers good. The thing is the best looking thing.
You caught yourself there.
Yeah, it's not perfect, but it's good. they're fucking... Like I said, their fucking YouTube channel is retarded.
It is retarded.
Amazing games.
But Xbox is doing all that as well. I want to say and more as well.
Well, what we're talking about is they're... Maybe they are. I don't know.
Yeah.
But okay, so there's two, right?
There's
so PlayStation and Xbox are doing one thing, and everyone else is doing something else that I'm just like, I don't want to be a part of that.
Well, they can't compete. That's the problem. They got to, like,
fuck a Steam machine. Like, you're telling me about new Valve technology, but whatever. I mean, I'm just... I don't know. I just can't accept... There's been so many gimmicky things in the past, like, 10 years.
That was exactly...
And this is just the next one.
Is this the next gimmick, or is... Imagine it sticks.
I don't think it will. 3D's gone. They're not trying to do 3D anymore on
VR
consoles.
VR will be around. VR will be a huge thing. It's just not price, like not at the price point where like the mass market can get it.
Yeah.
Like you have to have a graphics card that's a $500 graphics card in order to even use it on your PC.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why the PlayStation 1
and
is such
a
solid.
Room.
Yeah, that's why the PlayStation 1 is such a solid thing because it works with your PS4. That's like that's a huge ass. Like, I was just saying that is a massive like jump they have on anybody else,
and price as well.
Yeah, price has got to. It's got to be like this thing can't be more than $300.
What you're saying is it's a convenience.
Maybe $400. $499 is the max. That's even way too much.
It can't be more than the console.
$399. The other ones are six and eight.
$299,
and you don't even know if they'll work.
$299 and. That's max. It's
also,
$300.
PS4 already has, like, Move, all that shit, like, already installed. Like, they've been working on it. They've been trying stuff, so like their
controllers. The demos that they've shown so far have been with the Move controllers.
That Triarch, not Triarch. Is it Triarch? The Crysis people?
Crytek.
Have you seen that?
What?
I don't think so.
Fucking Robinson the Journey?
No. Is it their VR game?
It's Crytek's VR game, and it looks retarded. Like, it looks better than anything I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm nuts.
It probably is. Like, if those guys are good for graphics, imagine those graphics.
And they remember Crytek was an early adopter for like VR. They're like, we're investing.
They're bad games though. I mean, it'll be good looks for VR. Retarded. I mean, if it's
you know what it's about? It's about a fucking ghost, a little orb that follows you around and walks you through like dinosaurs.
Okay, well, imagine it would be pretty.
Yeah.
Everything with VR is gonna be like
wow. That's this guy's climbing. Like,
imagine playing a game as good
a T-Rex coming at you?
As Crysis in VR.
We'll watch it
because it's VR. It would be infinitely better.
Imagine just playing Battlefield. Just
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hiding in the bush.
Yeah,
killing someone would feel too real. Just
imagine
like,
just crawling around and then just getting sniped.
Oh my god!
Like gives you a little shock. Take it off.
Are we at an age where it's gonna be good VR though? Like good.
Eventually, yeah.
Well, maybe 10 years. Did you guys see that Skyrim video with the like the first VR Oculus Rift #1, where they're just walking on a treadmill, circular treadmill?
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah. Oh yeah, I do. Actually.
In 15 years, we might all own one. Maybe 20. I don't know. Like,
oof, I don't know.
If one becomes available to the public and is equally expensive as like maybe the system, but it changes everything and it's good and it's getting good reviews and it's on the front page or anything.
Yeah. But how does it fit? How does that fit into your life?
I don't know.
Like, when are you going to play this?
If I can do it a few times a week. That's what I'm so worried
about. Like, if it goes in that direction.
If it's that good. If it's like, you're in.
Yeah.
Like, I'm taking the day off.
Dude, life goes up and down, man.
You'll find time for things that you enjoy.
You know what? Like, I put on my headset and watch movies every night. Like, that's pretty much what we're talking about, right?
No, you have this room you can't see, like, you have nothing in it.
Like, if you're in, and it's a fucking survival horror game.
Oh my god.
And, like, you can't see what's going on around you, and Desmond's just like, Daddy, just puts his hand on your leg.
You literally could not do that.
Yeah, like,
if you have headphones on, and, you like, you know how loud you are just with, like, earbuds in.
You know what I thought
about
that? Eventually, you'd be like,
is it in the game?
But imagine being terrified.
The sound of your breathing, you couldn't hear it.
In, like, a horror game. While you have headphones on and you can't see, you would literally just fucking scream as if you were going to die and your kids are just above you, like
blood curdling fucking scream.
Take your throat. You're gonna throw it. No,
I probably would throw
smash.
It.
Smash!
Get me out. Unplug me.
Joe, in 10 years from now, when your kids want nothing to do with you, you're gonna have so much free time on your hands. Oh.
And you're gonna love so much playing VR.
Yeah, you'll be plugged in.
You're like,
what's the only time you're gonna be able to see your kids is when you fucking plug into VR and join them in the virtual world.
That grosses me out. I don't want to think about
that. Does the PlayStation 1 come with, like, you have to get the camera, right? The camera has to be on.
I think so. I don't know. Sure. Is that, what is it? Like $80?
You're buying VR?
No, I'm interested in it. It looks cool. I can't even afford that.
Yeah, hopefully it does. Hopefully, like,
I'm not trying to. All I want to do is talk about it. I don't want to be for or against it. I just want to chat about it because it's really interesting and it's brand new. It's all new stuff.
I'm excited.
Knock it off.
I'm excited to see.
Sorry, that is funny.
The first like genre defining fucking game.
That's like, what I mean. Like when someone that
when Ocarina of Time or whatever, like a game.
What do you think the last one was?
The last genre, like Gears of War, was one. Here's a war like changed things.
It was crazy. Imagine like the water. Remember the water on the ground?
Yeah.
Just
you mean graphically?
No, yeah. just like all together.
Like Bad Company.
That was just like a
maybe.
Fun.
Does Bad Company even count?
Bad Company 2 was. Bad Company 2 changed every game for me.
Changed every game for me.
What the hell?
Crying or laughing.
It changed every games for me.
It's another website we could have. Crying or laughing. It's just Joe. But you actually have to tickle in some cries.
me crying.
No, actually, he was crying there.
Sorry, you're wrong.
Who cries that crying. Hard? Like, for real. I haven't cried that hard ever.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
What are those genre-defining games? Like, game-changing games. You know what I think is game-changing? That I, like, I blew it off for so long, but fucking No Man's Sky.
Oh my god, I thought you were going back to your game. You're excited for No Man's Sky?
Yeah. You can't say that. You don't know.
What?
You don't know if it's a game changer.
I'm thinking it will be. It looks awesome. I've got like that. Like, it's...
You're going to be so let down. It hurts.
I believe it.
This is not your type of game.
I probably will be.
I feel like you're not willing to invest into a game like this.
The thing is, I don't need to invest into a game like this. You just pick it up and just fly to another planet and like slowly upgrade my shit. Because I'll never see you guys. So it doesn't matter if...
It's not online, right?
Good sound. I like that.
What? It is online.
I'm pretty sure it's not online.
What game are we talking about?
I think it is. It just sounds cool, just like just discovering. But like,
have they explained
even
more?
If
like,
not,
when
even
the
if
game
it's not online,
yes,
hooray! That's more for
share
me.
With me. Then
it's a shared universe, but it's offline.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
No,
there's. I heard that it's single player only.
Yes, but like, I'm pretty sure
it's single
universe.
Player, and that it's impossible
so
to find somebody else.
It
is that what's happening?
They
made
post
it
coordinates
big,
about like where something is.
What if you do?
Well, no, but you. Everyone is. Flying in the same direction.
There is no galaxy map.
Did you know that?
Is there?
Hey, there is a map.
Dude?
No, sorry. They took out the map from the game.
Did you guys hear that?
Sorry, what?
Every new player, they're on a path towards the center. Just like you.
One of the potential goals in the game is to reach the center of the universe. And
yeah.
When the first person reaches the center of the universe, everyone else will know.
Exactly.
It'll be some sort of event. They said that.
Yeah. So that's why you won't see anybody else, Dan.
I'm pretty sure everybody maps the game in the wrong
because
player.
It's too big.
It's not designed to go left and right. It's designed to go towards the thing. That's why you won't see me. Even if I'm right next to you.
No.
Like, even if I'm on the next one piece of that pie over, you know?
I'm pretty sure it's...
No.
In 360 degrees.
I think the only multiplayer aspect of this game is you can share a coordinate with somebody or, like, name a species, and it'll be downloaded to your game. But it's all a personal experience. I don't think you can run into other people in the game.
I think it's
at
a
all.
Server based on, or just like Minecraft, and everyone's on the server.
I don't think that's right. I think it's more offline than you think. I think it's the same universe with
that
a ridiculous amount of planets.
Excited.
And if you want to find out, like, oh, there's this rare metal on this planet, you can go online and search. And Chad's posted online. It's at coordinate like XYZ.
I don't know.
And
I feel like
you
I gotta watch
there,
some videos.
I read only a little bit about it, but like.
There's
a lot of news
talk about
the fact
like,
that it's, like they're calling it not online. I'm pretty sure
IGN had the IGN first.
Yeah,
remember they like had a bunch of exclusives about No Man's Sky recently.
I don't know why I haven't watched.
I want to watch those again.
Probably because
I'm on the fence
how long it's taken to release it. I can't stay that excited about a game.
Yeah,
when
I never really
so
was
fucking,
excited for it.
I was the first time I saw it. I was like, that game was fucking incredible. The things that fucking weird looking guy was promising.
Yeah.
I was like, this game's gonna be sick. And that was like fucking 8 years ago.
Well,
it was actually two, but well, still.
The biggest.
Games don't take that long to release anymore.
Yeah, but it's a small team doing it.
I don't care.
And it's a massive project.
Then don't release it to the public. So
they overhyped it too soon.
That's
they
what
did.
I'm saying.
They did.
I don't think they did.
They did. It was like.
It's
well, I mean,
losing momentum.
E3
I think people,
was huge.
People freaked out about it.
Was
like,
it Game
what
of
the
Show?
Fuck is this?
I want to say
no.
It was
no way.
It was once.
Hey, what do you think about the price?
I'm cool with
I
the price.
I saw that it's
$60.
69, but that's the collector's edition.
No, that's the game.
I saw a thing on IGN today.
What justifies a price? Time
I don't
spent
know. I have
or
no idea.
Quality of game? You know,
I just
like,
think it's what like the consumer values the product as. And
say,
then like we like there's a standard
but
set
I'm asking
for
what you value. Time
well,
spent.
I'm thinking the next thing
like
we're gonna
get,
see
like,
is like is retail games for $120. Because they think because Call of Duty will sell for $120.
No way.
It already does.
Yeah,
they,
I know.
They release editions.
I'm just saying they're just adding a number, like saying like
no, they brought it to the full retail game.
Dude,
right.
It's not like
the
every
ceiling.
Game has a budget. It's like, well, you know what? To break even, we're going to have to charge $60 for this
so
one.
So you're implying that
no.
It's just it's a really
it's
overpriced
just,
indie
yeah.
game?
No. I'm saying it's probably good, but like...
Why is it a... They, why is like Hitman okay to be that much money?
I don't know.
Budget.
I'm not saying... I'm not trying to justify one or the other. I'm just saying like they're playing with prices, and pretty soon like indie games aren't going to be $15-$20 anymore.
I don't think indie game necessarily means...
Just wipe...
That is
the name
a small
indie
game.
Games.
Arcade
it's a game.
Small games.
It's a game.
Arcade indie
digital
game.
Games. They are smaller. They're all smaller teams.
It doesn't matter the size of the team, but if they give you enough content.
But why is a... Okay, so let me ask you this. If like this, the cost of Call of Duty 3 at the store, right? The actual cost of the product, the disc, stamping it, building the fucking mold for the plastic case, printing the fucking thing, hiring
Sony,
hiring art to do all that stuff, putting it on a shelf, paying for fucking coverage on store shelves.
Okay, that's that all, costs that's a lot all of money. With No Man's Sky,
costs a lot of money.
No Man's Sky has
It's
being retail released.
Okay, no, it's not. Yeah, for PC, you can get a fucking whatever. I don't care.
Nope.
Let him go.
I don't care. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. You just talked about the printing of the disc. It's fucking
okay, all that stuff costs a lot of money, right? And then they charge, what, $69.99 in the States and $79.99 here?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, remove all of that from the digital version of the game. Why does this cost the same?
Because they can't fucking brick and mortar stores that sell their consoles.
Like $3. Steam does it. They can sell their games for less. A lot of PC games are for less. Far Cry Primal on PC is like $34.99.
No, it isn't. They're all the same on PC.
When they're first released, they're the same price.
Some people put sales. Those digital fucking retailers.
The sales come quicker, yeah, they do. Yeah. But it's because they have to... I don't know why they do it, actually. It's fucking bullshit. I can't justify it.
Because you can't resell the game, maybe. So they know they're making better profits on it.
It's true.
They're
manufacturing costs are like literally like $3 per game.
We're getting fucked over. And it's zero for digital.
We are getting fucked over.
You're paying for producing the game. And then to a point, like first 100,000 sales pay for the producing of the game. Mm-hmm. Everything else is profit. And then it's just a matter of what they think they can get for that
TJ,
game.
It costs less to release a game digital. Wrong? Am I wrong?
It's
no, negligible. Right. I don't need you to explain to me why it costs a certain thing. I'm saying it costs less, does it not, to release a game digitally?
That's irrelevant.
It is relevant. That they're the same price.
If it's a difference between
one has a huge overhead and one has very little.
If it was huge, then I would agree with you, but it's not. One is like insignificant, TJ, and the other one is also insignificant. That's
how much
all
does it cost me, a small band, to put a song on the internet and charge you $1? How much does it cost me to print a fucking CD?
You're a small band. Mass production, when you build...
Does it cost less or no?
It doesn't matter,
right?
What if it's 0.00001% more to make a physical copy? You're saying that's significant? You can't just say it costs more. Yes, of course it costs more. But
it's so
minimal.
Why am I paying the same?
Because
don't take these things and say,
what if it was a penny more?
You guys are blowing this out of proportion. I'm just saying, like, they're changing the price of these arcade games. They're a small team.
Okay, fine.
Here you go.
Every digital game should be $3 less than the physical copy because that's at most what it costs to produce a physical game.
How much does it cost
to produce? Prices are going to go up, and I don't think it's fair.
Because we know that the DVDs cost 10 cents.
Yeah.
That's what you can buy them for. When you buy them at 100 at a time, let alone buying them at 1 million at a time, which probably costs about a penny each.
Yeah,
and the plastic mold is about 10 cents for the plastic.
Yeah, it's cheap.
And that mold's already been created millions of times.
Yeah, they're just shooting.
All they're doing is printing a piece of
paper. You're mistaking. Listen, when it comes to software or anything non-physical, the markup has nothing to do with physical things.
This is what I'm thinking right here. We have an idea of what we expect from an indie game or an arcade game because they've been labeled indie and arcade.
So
and the things that have come
bucks.
Out in the past have been Meat Boy, which is, it's a fucking $15
game. Why are they launching this thing on disc?
Because it's a fucking huge game.
You're assuming that
it's not
a small game. It's not a small game. It's a big game that people are going to play.
It's probably going to be like fucking 50 gigs. Like, it's a huge game.
Oh, I don't think so.
It is.
It's gonna be bundled with the PS4. They're probably gonna have PS4 editions. Like, it's a huge exclusive.
Then why is it? Why does it cost $20 less?
What?
It's $60, right? Games are $80.
It's $79.99 in Canada.
So it's a retail game. They're just charging you full price.
That's what you're upset about. You think because it's labeled indie game, it doesn't.
No, it's not labeled indie game though.
It was originally.
They're like an indie studio.
Who's the producer? Like the publisher?
Sony. I think. I don't know.
No, it's not. It's not exclusive.
It is. Well, it's coming to PC, but...
Not Xbox.
Yeah. It's like a huge Sony thing.
So Sony, like, bought this game and is launching it? Just, like, Bayonetta 2?
I think originally they were just going to be, like...
Sony works with, like, indie developers.
Yeah, but
like,
they don't launch
games
their games on disc.
They made this game big enough. They knew what it could have been, and they probably put more time into it.
Exactly.
And
it made
it
launch like shit.
They're like, we can make this game bigger and better, and then we'll release you as a retail game, not an indie
game. I don't think there's a physical copy for PS4.
Oh, yeah.
There is.
Dude, I was going to buy like three of them today.
Dude,
because they have like a
IGN says
edition.
You can get it today for $20 cheaper. Pre-order the collector's edition for $79.
You can get... Oh, my God. I was going to buy... on the website.
Anyway, that's even worse because it's not the same quality as like Uncharted.
How do you know that? You haven't played it.
I've seen it. I've watched like Let's Plays of it. Game,
though. Play it.
Yeah, it's a small game.
I was thinking of a
it's
shitty,
fucking. I don't even know what happened to you. It's like it's Blue Planets. How many fish can you name?
Dude, how many fish can you name? And I got really excited. Like it seems like a fucking awesome game.
Okay, I paid full price
for fucking Rory McIlroy and Battlefront. Those games suck.
Okay.
No content at all.
Rory McIlroy. Oh my god.
I hate it.
Full price game.
It should have been $30.
Yeah, you're right.
And I would have said, you motherfuckers did a good job. Yeah. But now I'm saying, you motherfuckers suck.
Exactly.
$70? Come on.
Yeah, man.
If an indie studio made Rory McIlroy and for $60.
That's exactly what happened.
And they put EA's name on it.
Yeah.
EA Sports. We made this game.
They've obviously put some shitty fucking team on. Look at that piece of shit. And because they have, because their name's EA, they can put it on a fucking disc, charge me $80. Charge me $80 to download it.
You know what I seen crazy today?
What's that?
Let's get on the up and up here. I'm buying it.
Oh, No Man's Sky?
Yeah, I'm buying No Man's Sky. But there was like a... My buddy at work showed me like a petition or something that was on IGN to get Skate 4 made.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm oh, just, you
like,
know what?
People are liking it, sharing it, signing it.
Oh my god. If the developers who made Skate 3...
How did they even get away with making a game that good?
Went to fucking Kickstarter and said, we want to do it. We want to do Skate 4. And it, I guarantee
who did
you...
It? Remember how good it looked and felt and played?
Who did it?
Yeah. It was an EA, like...
Yeah, it's EA fucking, like, Skate.
They were like, we're going to make a realistic
skateboarding
game. Yeah, it was
you
awesome.
Have it? You own it?
No, I wish, man. That's a relic at this point. What? Those games looked beautiful. And, oh, yeah. And they're like, the soundtracks were groundbreaking.
You can get Skate 2 and 3 at Walmart in the $10 bin right now.
For PS4?
For 360.
Yeah, I don't want to plug that thing in. Are you crazy? Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Have you tried? Have you tried going back?
I haven't.
360,
it's so
the
bad.
Menu?
Yeah. Pixelated.
It's
fucking
bad.
Yeah.
I gotta move this again so I can... I have to piss like 1,000 times.
I have to piss 1,000. Well, we can cap it. We talked about games.
No, no,
we
we're not capping it.
Really?
I'm into stuff.
There's still some good shit.
That's some shit to talk about. Okay, Jack said two things. We're done now. Let's go back.
Close the door this time.
That's all I need.
Why was it loud?
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
Well, so Dan wants to talk. Do you got anything you want to say?
No. I didn't do much this week.
I
Walking Dead.
Oh.
Is it spoiler time?
I'm not.
Is it time?
I watched like 6 episodes. We can talk a lot, but you got
to. Okay, what's the last thing you saw?
They found the new town.
Okay, and so like they've already
the
shown the new world. The new world.
Yes.
There's one episode with Carl, and he's
they talk about Negan, and they're contracting them to kill Negan.
Yeah. So you met Jesus and everything.
I met Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. I think you might be pretty close to caught up. Oh my
god. Two episodes left. Two.
Oh my god. To do the next episode.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Is it the next one or is it? It's the most recent one.
I'm two episodes behind.
Buddy. Dan, the most recent episode of Walking Dead?
Don't spoil it. I'm two episodes behind.
Okay, we'll talk about it. Catch up.
I only have two episodes, and I'm totally into it. By the end of the weekend, I won't be caught up.
One word.
Buddy.
There it is. Buddy. One word. That's all you get.
No, wait.
That's not the word.
Yeah, that wasn't the word.
Buddy.
I say that.
It's the way he said it, though.
You know what else I do? I say buddy all the time. I say A. When I was in the state, like, people notice me.
I was talking to Americans today at work, and I noticed how many times I said A. I was like, fuck.
A?
That's pretty neat, eh? Oh, shit. What the fuck? Where's the hole in this thing?
Dan, you want to know how to put a belt on?
Dan's in a belt.
There it is.
There you go.
I'm trying to find the new loop because I it actually...
The new loop?
Yeah.
Where you go, bud?
Did you carve a new loop in there? That wasn't Walking Dead today.
What? Oh, Walking Dead. Okay, yeah. So you'll catch up?
Oh, yeah. I'm totally into it now. I'm like super excited to see the next episode. I've only got two left.
Yeah.
Three on Sunday.
Walking Dead, like I get super excited for it, and Vinyl is like my favorite shit.
It's
like
good
Vinyl.
This season.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good.
Not Vinyl.
I haven't, like, I couldn't get through the beginning of the first episode.
Ooh.
I've tried twice.
Yeah.
And now that I hear it's good, I'm like, all right, cool. I'll just pound through the beginning.
But you gotta, like,
and I have, like,
you gotta be
episodes.
Into, like, the music and stuff that they throw at you.
I think I will be.
Like, it's I'm not a big,
classic
like,
rock? Everybody
it's not classic rock. It's, like, a lot of jazz and stuff.
That's fine.
Too, they'll throw at you, but, like, early rock jazz.
It's HBO, man.
Yeah, it's really good.
I know what they're doing.
Oh, it's so good. They just like the first episode where they really got into like the business of the record label, like a day in the life at that job.
Yeah,
was on recently and like it was crazy. They had this guy Hannibal, like he's pretty well like Prince. They had like a Prince type.
Yeah,
like huge, like big character and stuff, and this guy's walking through their building. I mean, you gotta watch it to really...
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I'll get into it. Can we talk about Walking Dead at all?
Sorry, I've been so vague about it, but yeah, we can talk about Walking Dead up until... So,
yeah, the new town.
So you were there and...
They met Jesus and they went back to Jesus' town.
My girlfriend thinks that fucking Jesus is hot. I'm like, that guy?
He had to grow a beard, man.
I was like, his beard looks like shit.
You think so?
Long, straight hair.
She's like, look at his eyes, though. I'm like, all right, I know he's got nice...
He's got
his name's actually Jesus?
Pearson.
In the show, his nickname is Jesus in the show because he looks like Jesus.
Oh, okay. Wait, is that from the comic? Because no one said that on the show. Everyone just calls him Jesus. No one says, oh, well, he looks like Jesus, so we call him that. Yeah, are you guessing?
No,
he pulled his bandana down and said,
I'm Jesus.
People call me Jesus. Like, it was like, because he was basically saying, because I look like Jesus.
He said, people call me Jesus.
Is he cool?
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
He is kind of cool, actually.
Dude, like,
he's cooler than I thought he'd be.
He's really level headed.
He's got, like, special powers.
What?
Jesus?
Just because he got on the truck and
he goes like this?
No, he, like, got out of the, people. He keeps getting out of, like, their traps fucking and traps and shit.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, like, he can fly like a motherfucker. He's got, like,
karate skills.
Yeah.
He's got special powers.
It's stupid walking, but, I mean...
It reminds me of when Michonne was first introduced. She was, like, this, like,
Now Rick just...
Body.
Have
you seen that?
God damn.
What, the sex scene?
Rick fucks... Michonne.
Really? Yeah. And then he tells his kid, what's the fucking kid's name?
Carl. Yeah, he's
Carl,
like,
Carl, it's different.
I love that he's like, it just happened last night.
Yeah,
like,
he's talking to Carl
about it. I fucked her last night, son. calling her mom now.
I don't think he's even saying that. He's just like, no, he's that like, we fuck.
He's like, there was nothing I wasn't telling you, he was saying. He's like,
yeah.
Like, it's literally, you know now because it just happened last
That's
night.
That's what he's saying, man. They hate each other, they're life mates.
It just sounded funny.
They just start banging.
Could you imagine that, though? Like, ugh.
They're already living together. It's just natural.
I knew the second you saw that fucking toothbrush scene, I'm like, they're fucking.
Oh, yeah.
They're fucking. Said it out loud. Just as like, yeah. Next episode.
What did you guys think of the first episode of the second half?
Remind me of what happened.
That was,
where they like, they jump ahead in time? Carl, wait a minute. Oh, no.
No, so they do this the thing over again where they put the zombie parts over them.
And it fails. The plan fails.
And, well, yeah.
And she gets fucking done.
A lot of people die.
Carl gets shot in the eye. Yeah, Carl's one eye now.
Yeah. To me, was one of the best episodes of the series so far.
Yeah.
I love that.
Like, Rick's love interest, gone. The kid, gone.
He had to cut her arm while she was dying.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then by the end, like, just... It was a bit cheesy, like... Let's do this. What we're
saying, but
this is going to be a story we're going to tell. And everyone's, like, machine gunning and...
No, it's like, we'll fucking kill
them. But it was awesome. It was awesome.
It's like they've been in, they've had their backs up against the wall before, but never to that, like, we're going to be doing this for 16 hours.
Dude, this show, I can't believe
how big it is. And they just kill zombies.
I can't believe how big it is.
Remember the horde? I kept telling you about the horde. Like, they were always, like, walking and lurking towards the thing. They came. They came. And they, like, and everyone was, like, housebroken. And they all decided, like, there's only one way out. We're going to starve. So we have to, like, kill one, put their blood all over us, and then try and walk out because we smell like zombies. And it fails.
Hmm.
And that's how the season starts.
And it's more than just
a lot of people die. Yeah, lots of people die. They
Who
and then they're like
up?
This little kid.
The little kid.
What does he do?
Gets scared.
He Carol said something to him like, "You better watch out for the zombies because they'll tear you apart." Yeah, she's like this creep to him. And then as he was walking through all the zombies, it was like showing him thinking of her saying that stuff, and he started to freak out. And he's just like,
he goes, Mom,
and then like this,
he almost whispers
and, like,
it
from behind, like bites his head and just rips his like forehead off.
Like,
and
like, you know what's coming,
you watch
before
a kid
you die.
And the
I'm
mom,
oh my God.
The mom, this is someone who like Rick fell in love with and then killed her husband because her husband beat her up. Like, just a major character, Rick's new love interest after his fucking wife.
Just yeah.
No, the coolest part.
She screamed in horror and zombies went
just
on her like nothing.
Yeah, they're all holding hands, all being quiet, right? So she's holding the hand of her son while he's being eaten by a zombie.
Jesus.
And she's trying to be quiet, and she's like, no!
And then
just
instantly
dead, and everyone's holding her hand and trying to be quiet. And then Rick's like, fucking, she's grabbing Carl's hand while dying, won't let go. So Rick has to fucking chop her arm off to get Carl free so they can all be quiet and just disappear. Like this, like, try to stay silent while this fucking horror is going on. It was awesome.
And the son's always hated Rick for killing his dad.
Yeah, like, as soon as
son gets the gun,
as soon
and, like,
as the arm
Rick
gets
Carl
cut off,
shoots
yeah.
him or
like,
something?
As soon
no,
as the arm
Michonne
gets cut off, Carl
kills
falls
the
on
kid.
The ground.
Oh yeah, Michonne stabs that kid.
Like rapes him.
He like pans to the other boy, like the family, and he just fucking he's got a gun.
He's
in his hand.
You.
And he goes to shoot at Carl, and then Michonne fucking.
No, he shoots at Rick.
He was going to shoot at Rick. That's right. And then Michonne stabs him in the back, and he's like, and just shoots. And then Carl turns, and his fucking eye is just gone.
You've seen Breaking Bad?
Whoa.
Yeah.
It reminded me of when Gus came out from being blown up.
Oh yeah.
And like Carl pulls up his head. And he's got the cowboy hat on. And when he pulls up his head, it looks like he has a hole in his eye, and there's blood streaming down his face. It looked amazing.
Yeah.
And then eventually you realize it just grazed his
eye. I thought
he
was going to look so cool, but he just
looked
like
he had a hole in
his stupid self.
He's
with
the same
fucking
kid
eye
with
patch.
A giant white bandage on his face.
Yeah. I'm like, he's going to look cool. They're going to fucking
will.
Cut his hair, like, because they had to
he
operate.
Will.
They'll, a little bit. They'll develop an eye patch. They did the same thing about
him. Yeah, but he's still got a stupid haircut, and he's still a loser.
No, Carl's becoming awesome.
Wait a minute. Let's close Walking Dead. TJ, you haven't even gotten to the good part.
I know, you're saying I got something.
Two left?
Okay.
Damn.
I love it.
We'll talk about it next week.
I just
want
to sidetrack real quick. Yeah. Hideous Kids. Bran.
Bro. Yeah, Bran.
In the fucking Game of Thrones trailer.
That was a weird trailer.
I haven't watched the trailer because I haven't watched.
He was hideous.
I haven't watched
awesome
any of
trailer.
The last
He's been hideous. Right?
No, I thought he was a cool looking kid.
Yeah. The first
but
season he was cool.
He
and
cut
then
his hair
in puberty.
Like he's like a fucking
so
he's a
old troll. He's should this not be the second to last season of Game of
Thrones? Yes.
Excuse me.
It seems like
it's possible
just
we'll do
stuff
eight?
Again.
What?
It no. Seems like they're just like we are the lost or didn't lose a ton of characters last season.
Yeah,
Daenerys is no longer in power in the East. You know, like after all of that, she's
that.
Just not in power. She's with the Dothraki now.
No, that's not right. But anyways.
She's with the Dothraki.
Where's she not in power?
She
looked
revolt.
Like she was chained.
There was a revolt, and she got on the dragon, and the dragon jetted, remember?
Oh,
and then
yeah.
She landed on a different, like, province, and it was Dothraki. So she, like, is a Dothraki slave right now.
Okay.
Really?
Or I don't know if
I don't
she's
know,
a
I'm
slave.
Not, I don't know if that's true or not, but...
Watch the trailer again.
Okay.
But yeah, like, it just seems like they're hitting reset again, but we're so close to the end. I don't know. It's like I'm obviously interested. It's just like,
I still
I'm
feel
kind
like
of
the real story
confused.
Has not yet
I'm trying to
revealed yeah,
exactly.
itself.
Yeah. Isn't it a little late for that?
It's a song of ice and fire. What is
oh,
ice and
it.
Fire? Fire might be the red god. Ice could be the White Walkers. Maybe that's the real story.
You think we're that close to it though? Like two seasons away from the end?
No.
There's seven books, so they said seven or eight seasons. I'm pretty sure they're probably decided by now.
Seven
and
or
I'm
eight?
Guessing it's seven.
Okay, so we could be in the third last season.
Could be. It's probably the second last, though.
Well, it better be a long season. I'm just asking for a lot of content. Like, get me to even know where the end might be. Like, start working on it, you know? Wrap it up.
Two
I guess.
I think the whole
up.
Thing
yeah.
is going to be anticlimactic.
Yeah.
I think
That's
stuff will
saying.
Happen,
like,
but... Like,
start figuring things out.
A lot of people are just going to be like, and now they live on.
For the first time where you're like, there's no book about that seventh or eighth season. It's just a weird place for this show.
I'm still fucking pumped.
Oh, dude, I'm totally pumped. I'm just saying.
Your fucking Bryan Cranston's in it?
In Game of Thrones?
No, is he really?
Yeah, he was cast as somebody.
As somebody?
Probably a White Walker that you won't even recognize.
I
just
like
wanted
a
to
stand
be,
in.
I just
like
wanted
a,
to be in the show.
An extra or something like Daniel Craig's
Daniel
in Star Wars.
Craig, which he's not. Why was that on IGN for like... 2 weeks.
It is
he
true.
Had a cameo. Like
it's Star. Not, but it is. I heard both ways on IGN's front page.
Oh,
five know. Ways it could be him.
In five ways it could.
I fucking hate the way, like, game journalism or anything on the
it
internet
followed
is
us.
This way.
Did you listen to Long Form?
Like that. No, I didn't.
Long Form is about, like, a young guy who worked at Activision, or he worked for, like, a subset of Activision. And they hired him to experiment with new ideas for existing properties. So he came up with the first person crowd like video, like you're on stage for Guitar Hero.
Oh.
And stated his case, and it makes sense, and like it's not over yet, but it's a really in-depth thing about how like he took a video of when he showed his first demo and dated it and timestamped it.
That's awesome.
And he's got like a huge thing, and he's like, I don't want any money because I know when I worked at Activision. Like, my ideas were their ideas. That was my job. And they, like, fired everybody, like, and then came up with the game anyway. And he's like, I know it's their idea. Just put my name in the credits. I need to be recognized for that. Like, he takes his career very seriously,
yeah.
And he's fighting this. He just wants his name in the credits of Guitar Hero. It's a great episode.
Oh, and his name wasn't in the credits.
No, his name's not in the credits. Wow. And he has like proof that it was his idea. But then
the back catalog? I hate to plug another podcast, but fuck, Polygon Longform is one of the best.
Yeah, Polygon Longform is really good. I was trying to tell Kyle about it, dude. He got really interested. It's just game journalism. They go in, they get stories, they get leads, and talk to people in the game industry.
I'm in. That sounds amazing. Like, I'm so tired of, like, this.
Yeah. Did you listen to the Xbox One yet?
Shit, no. Oh, yeah. I haven't listened to a podcast.
Have you noticed IGN tried to copy them? You probably didn't notice because you don't listen to IGN podcasts, no. But they tried to do a long form podcast and it's horrible.
IGN is shit.
Yeah.
They are fucking bad. I can't stand any of the people on it. Well, Marty Sliva's like their lead guy.
I don't know who anyone is on it. And like, because every time I open up the app on my phone, I'm just like, why am I fucking looking at this? At the bottom before the comments, it's like, sick tits. And like you scroll past like titties and stuff. Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I use
IGN just because like how much they saturate everything. Like, I can check and get all kinds of snippets. Like, they're not the best people. Like, if I'm a headline reader only,
yeah, which is what I'm turning into.
That's kind of what I'm like. That's how I use IGN. Just a headline feed, like Facebook. I'll click on one if I think it's cool, but then I'll probably switch to YouTube or
I do the same.
Yeah, because their videos are shit, and they have like 30-second ads, the same ad.
I can't. Sometimes I'm like, every time worth it, and I just go back.
Yeah, like, I don't watch anything on IGN ever.
No, their feeds are always bad. Every time like we try and watch E3 through like an IGN feed, it's been bad. But they were the biggest one. For a while, like, they were the only ones. But now it's...
IGN. I fucking hate that.
Polygon's good for the most part, but they're very, like feminist, topical type weird shit. Like,
I don't like the one guy.
Like, oh, I can't play this game because... her boobs are too big. Like,
yeah, what was that about?
Dumb, the Witcher weird shit like that.
The Witcher?
Is there a double?
What did he say?
There was a Polygon Witcher article
they tore up The Witcher because of the way they treat women.
It seems like that's like an image builder story. Like, we want to maintain our brand, so we have to fit.
And they
do
that. I feel like they do that.
They probably do. They probably do. Yeah.
Arthur fucking Gaze.
Yeah. Have you heard the one guy's? Me and my brother and me podcast where they just get drunk.
Yeah.
The three brothers. What are their names? Like, what are the last name?
McElroy.
I was thinking it was McElroy, but I'm like, it can't be
Justin.
McElroy.
Oh
yeah. My God. I heard one episode.
Griffin's hilarious, like, for the most part.
Is it Chris Grant, the guy who's no longer on the radio?
Yeah, he just, like, he does
he's like top
end things of Polygon.
Yeah. I'm liking
I tried to go back and find the old joystick podcast.
Oh, yeah, that was so good.
It's gone. Gone.
It's too bad.
From the internet. Like, Joystick closed down, obviously, but...
Yeah. Oh, remember Joystick? That was cool.
Everything's out.
What do you think of Spider-Man? Do you want to talk about anything else?
We can discuss it slightly. The internet's going fucking berserk.
It's really cool.
I'm happy Spider-Man did it, don't get me wrong. I looked at the kid and I can't stand his mole chin. Not for me. he's like this little fucking
like
baby face.
He'll win you over.
No, he's this little baby face kid. Roberts. Have you seen him?
No.
And he's just got this giant fucking Smartie, brown Smartie on his chin. It's just like a fucking mole. Feature on his face. I can't
mole.
Look at it. Mole. And he sucks. Mole. And the costume's really weird.
I love the costume.
Like,
is it, though?
It looks like it's painted on. And did you see that... When he squints,
his
eyes.
Do you know what it is?
I thought you were going to bring that
up. Do you know what it is? There's a, if you like get a high res version of it, like, no, I've seen like a close up on it.
I'd like to watch it.
It's like a really close up high res image. And he's got like lenses, like a camera. So like when he wants to close the iris, you know, like the little camera thing, like.
Does it see like a spider?
Yeah. Like, well, I don't know what it is, but they needed an excuse to make his eyes open and close.
Spiders.
And that's a cool one. Like, you can hear it goes. They close.
I feel like it's comic booky. Like, the idea of, like.
But it's cool that they made it, like. They made a. Like, Daredevil does a really good job with the eyes, eh?
Is he red?
Not Daredevil. Fucking.
And his eyes are black? Like, it looks weird.
Cue it up after this. I want to watch it.
And we got to watch one more thing. But. No, I'm sorry. Deadpool. His eyes move and it works really well. But at least in this one, they have, like, a reason for it to work in the real world. It's, like, a camera lens. Because he's a photographer, remember?
Yeah.
And so cool.
So Deadpool's like gotta be weird, like comic.
Deadpool is a weird comic movie, yeah. It's very weird, but it's good. It's like an X-Men movie, but kind of like a Kick-Ass movie at the same time.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'll be into that. Yeah, yeah. I don't know about Spider-Man, though, but the movie itself looks pretty fucking sick. I'm into it.
It looks packed.
It does look packed. It might be, like, overwhelming.
I don't understand. Michael Bay movie the whole time. They're going to put all these things in there.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
I've never seen the trailers.
Oh, come on. It'll be so much fun. You know, like, the Dude, Russo...
every it's movie 65 on Metacritic.
Do you remember how everyone really liked Winter Soldier?
Like, people really like Winter Soldier. I went back and watched the movie. I really like it.
So, Winter Soldier is made by these Russo brothers. They got famous directing Walking Dead episodes. Or not Walking Dead. Game of Thrones episodes. The big episodes. Black fucking Water was their episode.
One of the worst.
Really?
Whatever. Like, the bigger...
It was one of the worst. I hated that fucking episode. They didn't show anything.
Aside from the line that fucking Clegane says.
It's a big episode.
That episode was terrible.
I don't know how many they did, but like the episode 9s, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, they got hired to write fucking Captain America. Now this is their follow-up to that, and then their sequel to this is Avengers. They're writing the Avengers movies.
I just hope
they So, like, they're doing a good job.
I feel like comic book movies are really starting to
take
their course, like, it's going to start declining at some point, and I feel like
the decline was after the Age of Ultron.
That was a bad one.
Yeah, it was.
And that was the big fucking one.
It was a bad one. I think everyone knows it was a bad one.
I think Avengers might have been the peak, right? Original?
Yeah, and then it was like, oh, they still got it!
Ant-Man failed.
They are, but like...
Ant-Man was hit
a new height, and people...
It failed.
Remember the Ant-Man scene in this new trailer?
Yeah, it threw me off for a second.
It didn't fail. Like, it got really high praise from, like, fans of... the character. I don't give a fuck.
Didn't it make a lot of money?
No.
It did good. It's got a sequel coming. They put him in Civil War. Like, they're like, hey, it's a hit. He's good.
I think
he's part of the universe.
There's so many fans that will just blindly see... Well, you have to have eyes to see
it. It's not blind. I like it. It's comic.
But you'll just
take it in, boys.
Well, let's watch the trailer and we'll count this.
Joe.
I think it's
honestly
good.
Like, you
think it's on the up and up?
Expect a little less from his movies, maybe. Like, it's... They're awesome, and it's awesome that we have it. And I don't know, they're gonna get dumb a little bit, but like
we are.
It's gonna be a
Black
great
Panther
ride.
Looks awesome.
It's gonna be a great ride.
Or what?
We're not the target market, anyways.
I am.
I'm sure, we are.
Yeah, I am.
You think we are more than anyone?
I'm
else
probably the on
the market?
Older end of it.
What about
but...
like a 17-year-old?
Boy? Yeah. Okay. So like 18 to 24 is now like 20 to 35, right?
Because
they make
like
these movies
15 years older.
Yeah.
Let's close it off. Thanks for listening.
What? Does anyone? Why are you being so fucking abrupt?
Because there's a fire going. I'm going to drink another beer.
We got all the time. Does anyone else want to say anything? Or like,
well, let's watch some trailers and that's it.
That was abrupt, but I'm okay with ending it.
Are we missing anything? We talked about a lot. It's my job to cap it, right?
Microsoft closes Lionhead. Who gives a shit?
Sorry,
Lionhead. Yeah, like,
Fable?
Peter Moore left
tried to
wait,
make,
like 2010.
They tried to make and have canceled 2 Fable games.
Yeah, nothing has come out.
In a row? No.
Fable Legends was going to be like a Fable game, and then they made it a MOBA game, and then they closed
Kinect.
The studio.
Didn't they go like wild on Kinect? There was a
Everyone
Kinect Fable game?
Everyone freaked the fuck out. Oh, yeah.
It was
a Fable like on rails fucking Kinect game.
Oh,
that was after Peter Moore left.
Mm.
Yeah, it's just hemorrhaging cash. And yeah, cancel it. Close the studio.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Fuck, and everyone's freaking out, like, okay, Microsoft, the devil, fucking hate games.
They're not making money, it's a business.
Yeah.
Period. Release
They haven't released a Fable game in 12 years.
And if you did, it would be fucking bad, because the things that people liked about it, you're not focusing
Peter
on
Moore's
that.
Not there anymore. That guy was...
It was a good... It was an RPG game. Like, a weak, light RPG game.
Fable 2 was one of the best games ever made.
I love fucking Fable 2, man. Like
Fable 3?
I don't think that a Fable game could ever be good again because it was what it was because of the time. You know what I mean? Like, it's been oversaturated now. There's too many of those shit games.
Yeah, you need another weird fucking...
They were the first
Peter
one.
Moore to be like, what we need for this
Chicken
game?
Chaser! Yeah. Man, that fucking game was weird.
Yeah.
I never played it.
Fable 2 was...
You didn't play Fable?
Fable is just some game series out there, too.
Oh, my God. I would almost, like...
I played Fable 1.
I would love to say go back and play Fable 2. Like, don't even care about 1. But you won't do it.
Of course not.
Yeah, you can't play Fable 2 now. I'm sure.
If you had mentioned it
so bad.
Mention it 29 more times and I'll play it.
No.
What?
Because that's how many times I've heard about Mass Effect.
You still won't play it.
The cool thing about Fable is that it was, like, a living world.
What does that mean?
just the, like time went by in real life and went by in the game, kind of like Animal Crossing.
Oh, okay, sure.
So like, if you owned,
it was a game changer.
Yeah, it was. It was just cool. I remember like I would scam in the game. Like I'd scam in real life. Like I found exploits of like, oh, like this vendor's selling these swords for a super high price, or like he's buying swords for a super high price. So like, it only happens like once every month. So I'm like, every day I would sleep, wake up, go and sell him like my stash of swords, and then buy them back when they're like super low.
Nice.
And then I just wait and just keep getting cash.
Smart.
It was just like cool things. Like it seems stupid, but it was cool that the game allowed me to do that.
You just reminded me of something. Far Cry Primal, I left it on for like 3 days, and every day cycle in the game, you get stuff in your stash. And I went back and I had like one of every skin. Like, really? Of animals. Not exactly, but like, I basically kind of scammed the game. Like, you can just leave it on and it's beneficial to you.
How do you get the stuff?
Like every night and day cycle, your gatherer, because you've leveled it up, gets you stuff in your stash. So it's not a big deal. And I'd almost maxed out all that shit anyways, but it just reminded me of that. And it reminded me, I want to say this, and I said this to Joe last week.
Is that Final Fantasy?
No, Far Cry Primal.
Oh, shit.
Primal deserves more credit than I gave it on the last episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is, like, just a fun world to be in and fucking run around, like, 10,000 BC, throwing spears and shooting shit. There's animals everywhere just constantly fighting each other. You just fuck them up. You can ride your animals that you tame. It's awesome. And, like, I'm talking to you specifically because I'm looking forward to beating it and giving it to you and you enjoying the experience.
I heard something that can make that game a lot better. Like, for someone like Chad.
Yeah, I told you last week.
Yeah. That's right. You want to tell him?
Yeah. So I read an article. I was actually Polygon did this. I won't take credit for it. They said, turn off the map. So you just wander around aimlessly through this world, and it looks beautiful. What's that?
Like the compass?
The mini map? Like
yeah.
And don't even bother looking at the map. Like, you can look at the map, the overall map,
yeah,
but turn off the mini map. And then there was a bunch of other tips about, like, just the fact that you wander, don't follow a storyline. They even said, like, if you're extreme, you can turn off subtitles. And the guy's like, and you're just like, yeah, I get it. Fuck. Like,
it seems like I want to get fucking jibbed and just. Where am I?
The minimap is the number one thing. Turn it off and, like, just explore. You won't be able to, like, complete the storyline of the game probably without it. But just running around the world, like, doing shit would be amazing.
Remember that Far Cry Primal doppelganger? Fucking The Wild or whatever? Or Wild?
Oh, yeah.
PS4 exclusive?
Oh, my God. It's like the exact same game. It's not indie, per se.
Is it out?
But a smaller studio developing the same idea. Yeah. And then Far Cry Primal just fucking rushing to, like, oh, we're out, and we beat you, and it's the exact same shit.
Wow.
Yeah. It's called Wild. It's going to be way better. Like,
you think Wild will be better?
It's going to be more focused
on... Oh, Wild, there's more animals that you could jump into.
You control the animals. Yeah, it's going to be more focused on, like, a back in the day, like, nature experience.
Fucking
like,
Ubisoft, dirty motherfucker.
Hey, what about that big fucking game that came out this week, Ubisoft?
Who the fuck?
Division.
Oh, yeah. No mention.
Who makes Far Cry?
You guys subscribe to PlayStation's YouTube feed.
Fucking Ubisoft.
Oh, they're talking about the Wild developers.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No. I'm saying they're fucking dirty bastards. They swooped right in.
I guess, yeah.
Oh, this looks like an interesting game. I think it'll do pretty well. We could just smash one of these games out.
They smash games out is what they do. You said it right.
Because they use the same engine. Smash. It looks exactly like Far Cry 2. 3.
4.
3. 4. 3. 4.
It is, though.
Did you guys watch that fucking Hard Sci-Fi Just Cause DLC?
What are you talking
about?
No,
I have not.
There's a DLC called Sky Fortress. He just goes like, gah! And flies like, it's crazy.
That sounds really fun.
Compare it to Just Infamous. Cause,
oh, Just Cause 3. Okay, guys.
Does it look like...
The powers are way better?
Pretty much.
I wanted that game really, really, really bad until I watched the reviews and they said that the performance issues were just fucking...
Yeah, good. It takes 3 minutes to load.
Maybe the DLC is better? I don't know. Because they, like, patched it?
If it ever, like...
The game looks cool. Also, Detroit looks fucking awesome. Detroit Become Human looks retarded.
I haven't watched anything else on it besides like the original.
Yeah,
cool which looks video. Awesome.
Which
what
looks
is
awesome.
There now? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, there's nothing new. It's just them and the developer talking about like how they built the fucking person and it looks retarded.
It'll come out in 2026.
Honestly, the only two things I'm really excited for:
Horizon looks awesome.
Horizon looks awesome. Like Mirror's Edge. These are all games I'm going to buy, but I'm not actually that excited to play them. No Man's Sky, I got really excited for, which I haven't been excited in a while. and Battlefield 5. When they announced that fucking World War One game, are you kidding me? This would be the best game ever made.
Yeah.
World War One.
Why?
I love it.
I know you've been talking about this for years now.
Imagine like a really, really realistic, good looking.
It's never been done. World War Two's been done, but like World War One, just
isn't
like,
that more boring? Like
no, just like those old planes. Like the planes will be more accessible. And, like
they have okay,
like the Red Baron.
They have to make it the graphically Aviator, those, like, so the movies that good.
Film? Yeah,
all those like swarms of fighters.
Just like
I bet they'll nail it, and it just it won't be as fun.
I think it'll be really fun.
Explosives.
I'm just excited to see even just the first teaser trailer.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
The hype those trailers cool. are so good. Battlefield trailers are so good. Even like the their little skirmishes, like they'll do a multiplayer trailer and like script out a multiplayer environment and shit, and it's like,
Bravo Team,
get that motherfucker out!
Did you watch that?
They're always amazing. What? The tank fucking battles.
Did you see it?
The first tank. Bravo, Rendezvous on my point. Yeah. Do not turn off those comm communications. That was amazing.
I watched that video. Every time I scroll through and I see somebody has posted it or liked it or something, it's come up in my feed many times. On
that guy's
Facebook.
Joking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Negative. Do not mute your comm channels.
That's awesome.
This is commanding officer. What was his name?
Something so
it was like,
stupid.
Oh, my God. That was so good. I showed it to Emily and she laughed.
It's that was Battlefield 3.
I showed Jess.
No, it was 4.
Get it. It was.
No, it was 3.
Was it 3?
Yeah, that map was on number 3.
The other thing that I want to show you is Robinson the Journey.
I showed it.
Remember?
It's in like a.
You start in the boats. You start
exactly.
in the
boat and you come out onto the beach.
That's Battlefield 3.
Is it 3?
Yeah, oh, I think you're right. Yeah.
Check. I would trust him more than myself. What are you saying?
The other trailer that I want to put on is the fucking Robinson the Journey, man.
Alright, let's end it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Alright, goodbye. Thanks.
Hey, I want to
talk about all this stuff.
On feedback. Feedback, feedback. Guys.
Cool, man. Yeah.
Let's see what you got.
We really want to know who's listening to us still.
I don't even think we have a Twitter account anymore, but.
Darren Steele, he mentioned some feedback. He talked about Childhood Zen, said it was shit.
Oh, really?
Fuck
oh, yeah, I remember that.
Thanks for the
fuck
feedback,
yeah.
though. And he said the Expanse is good.
Fuck.
I like
that,
both.
Man.
He probably likes Blind Spot.
Like, the book's pretty good, man.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's so weird.
I'm right with you.
What?
I love it. I'm so loving it.
I could see people not liking Childhood's End, so I'm okay with that. But anyways, that was the feedback. So give us feedback this week.
I read an article about The Expanse saying it's one of the best sci-fi shows to come out in years.
Is it on sci-fi? Is it just as bad as Childhood's End?
No, it's not as interesting.
Okay, yeah, but like, is it the same production quality, the same acting
fucking
team?
I was telling Chad, it's like... people are too pretty on that show. I feel like it ruins the quality of the show.
I was going to say something about... Sorry.
It's good, though.
I was going to make a joke, but I took it back on one of our threads because I thought it was spoilerish.
What?
For Childhood's End.
Oh, yeah, I will. I want to read the book more than watch the show.
Go ahead.
Are you done?
No, not yet.
Says the guy who bore my Galaxy book for a year. Didn't
read it? What?
It's short.
What?
It's a short book, though.
So is his. It's like fucking...
Look at it. It's this thing.
No, read it. Please do. I hope you do.
You took it back.
Look at
no, I'm talking about Childhood's End.
You can
I'll
crush
read
this.
That.
Look at
I'll,
this.
Kyle will read that.
I'll pass this around. I'll pay it forward. But like, I'm about halfway.
Okay. Yeah, I'm reading fucking dibs. Short stories. Yeah, you can go first. You'll actually read it.
Yeah, you'll kill this thing. Read the first chapter tonight.
Yeah. Read a short story Stephen King book. Again. Those are dope.
Okay, so yeah, my name's Joe.
Yep. I'm TJ.
I'm Steve.
I'm
Peter.
Orange Man.
Why'd you stare at me?
You couldn't think of a fake name.
Can't get no fruit.